AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Students at Appalachee High School in Georgia are getting time to process what happened there yesterday. Two students and two teachers were shot and killed outside Atlanta.
I was walking out to get water and I heard gunshots and I heard bullets going like by my head, so I ran back in class.
And everybody started looking around and I heard people yelling. I heard this man yelling, you know, for someone to get down and put their hands in the air and stuff like that.
Police in Georgia interviewed the suspected gunman last year when he was 13 while looking into online posts threatening a school shooting. But investigators didn't have enough evidence for an arrest. The teenager is being charged in Georgia as an adult. A judge in Washington will consider dueling proposals on next steps in the election subversion case of former President Donald Trump.
Trump's accused of plotting to overturn the 2020 election results in the run-up to the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of 2021. The hearing is the first since the Supreme Court narrowed the case, ruling that former presidents enjoy broad immunity from criminal charges. Prosecutors with Special Counsel Jack Smith's team filed a new indictment, stripping out certain allegations to comply with the high court. Meanwhile, defense lawyers say they'll be filing multiple motions to block the case, pointing to the dismissal of the classified documents case in Florida, where U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon said Smith's appointment as special counsel was unconstitutional. Smith's team is appealing that ruling. Jennifer King, Washington.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. has secured the release of 135 Nicaraguan political prisoners on humanitarian grounds. They've arrived in Guatemala, and they'll apply for asylum permits to come to the U.S. Lawmakers tell the AP Ukraine's parliament has endorsed a new foreign minister as part of a government reshuffle in Ukraine. An investigation has started in Britain into the way tickets were sold for next year's reunion concerts for 90s Britpop band Oasis. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are holding relatively steady on Wall Street following some mixed reports on the economy. The market is still on track for its worst week since April, following two drops earlier this week. The S&P 500 was 0.3% higher in the first hour of trading Thursday. The Dow slipped 40 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was up 0.9%. Treasury yields were holding relatively steady in the bond market. Reports on hiring, unemployment claims, and services companies came in mixed. This week's big report on the economy will arrive on Friday when the government releases its monthly job market survey. Seth Sutel, New York.
Verizon is buying Frontier Communications in a deal to strengthen and broaden its fiber network. Frontier is based in Dallas and has more than 2 million fiber subscribers across 25 states, which would expand Verizon's reach. Verizon has more than 7 million Fios connections in 9 states, mostly in the East, as well as Washington, D.C. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.